I wanted to create this video to talk about the best tips to put on muscle. But at the same time, I realized that since I work in a gym, a lot of people also ask me, what are the best tips to lose weight? So I'm going to make a separate video for that. But in this one, I'm going to cover the best tips to put on muscle. Now, I'm sure you've heard a lot about eating enough protein, lift weights, sleep well, repeat, eat, train, sleep, repeat. But I'm going to break it down and tell you some of the best tips to put on muscle. First of all, yes, you need to eat a certain amount of protein per day. So usually as a minimum requirement, it will be 0.8 grams per kilograms of body weight. I'm talking about lean mass, lean body mass here. Okay, that's the minimum. So for the moderate amount will be 1.2 to 1.7 grams per kilogram of body weight. So just for as an example, I weigh around 84 kilograms. So if I time that per the minimum, which is 0.8 grams of protein times 84, is about 67 grams of protein. But if I were to calculate the moderate amount, which is 1.5 grams per body weight of 84, that would be around 126 grams of protein a day. And I'm talking about the protein that there is in your food, whether it is eggs, steak, chicken, fish, or any kind of protein. So protein is essential for muscle building, muscle recovery, for also for some form of energy and for hormonal production. If I were to rank the best sources of protein, organ meats would be at top of the list. Then we have eggs, shellfish, steak, chicken, fish. So it would be a good idea to eat a source of protein in every meal. Now, you can also have some vegetarian or vegan sources of protein in kidney beans, legumes, quinoa, spirulina, and all of that. The next thing that can help to build muscle is creatine. Now, creatine is found in red meat, herring, eggs, but in really small amounts. So it would be a good idea to supplement some creatine around 3 to 5 grams a day. That would be enough. Some people say that you need to do a loading phase where in the very beginning you take 20 grams per day for, I think it's up to a week, and then you decrease it. Some studies say that it's not necessary. You can just take 3 to 5 grams of creatine a day. And creatine is really good to increase the creatine phosphate in the muscles, and it's really good to produce energy. It produces mainly ATP. Creatine also helps with recovery and also with brain performance. It's really, really good. The next thing that has personally helped me to put on muscle is to do intermittent fasting. But people say that you need to eat 3 to 5 times a day to put on muscle. Well, maybe you do, because if you want to put on a lot of muscle mass, then you do need to eat a certain amount of protein, carbohydrates, and fats. And the thing is that you're also spiking insulin all the time. And yeah, insulin is anabolic. But when you do intermittent fasting and you do 1 to 2 meals a day, now you need to make sure that in those meals you get your protein intake that you need a day. But when you do intermittent fasting, at the same time you are improving insulin. So insulin becomes more sensitive. So when you eat, then you'll be able to utilize insulin much better. And insulin also helps in the absorption of amino acids. It helps in the absorption of nutrients also in the body. Now, something that I like about intermittent fasting is that it also helps in the production of growth hormone. And growth hormone is very important to build muscle. Wherever growth hormone goes, testosterone goes. And how do you trigger growth hormone? Not just by lifting weights, but also by doing intermittent fasting and sleeping, which is my next point. For muscle growth, ideally you want to sleep 7 to 9 hours per day, per night, I'm sorry. Yes, ideally, you know, the brain, the body recovers when you sleep. So it makes a lot of sense that we need to sleep. And also sleeping at the right times is essential. Growth hormone is produced mostly in the very beginning of the night, because your sleep cycle goes in a different circadian wave, so 90 minutes. And depending on the times of the night, your body goes through different biological processes. So ideally, it would be the best going to bed not later than 11 p.m. Yes, every now and then it should be fine, I guess, but if you're serious about putting on muscle and getting results, then getting a bedtime routine should be ideal. It's not just much about also getting protein, but also making sure that you get amino acids, especially leucine and arginine is an amino acid that can help to build muscle. Now let's also talk about nutrients. We have zinc, which is a mineral that can help to increase testosterone, and it can definitely help to build muscle, because in order to put on muscle you need to have optimal levels of testosterone. You can get zinc, red meat, shellfish, mostly in oysters or mussels. I mean, you can also get some zinc in plants or like nuts, but there are some compounds in nuts that can inhibit the absorption of zinc, which is phytic acid, which I will cover in another video. Now, the things that can inhibit muscle growth and basically stop you from making gains are mostly stress. Stress decreases testosterone because stress increases cortisol. Now, cortisol is not bad per se, but if you have too much cortisol in the body due to a lot of stress and you're not sleeping properly, you're not recovering properly, then that can have a bad negative impact on your muscle growth. Another point that I wanted to make is your microbiome. Your friendly bacteria is very essential for muscle growth, but not just for muscle growth, for absorption of nutrients and for even for your mood and motivation and all of that. So mostly I will say get your friendly bacteria from probiotics. Foods that are high in probiotics are sauerkraut, kimchi, kefir, or kefir. Some people call it kefir. Don't really know how to call it. And lastly, I will say having enough stomach acids can help to absorb nutrients and to break down protein into amino acids. So as we age, we lose stomach acids. So if you are at the age of 40, 50 and trying to build muscle, then it would be a good idea to take some betaine hydrochloride or hydrochloric acid in tablets or apple cider vinegar before meals or with the meals. Can help to break down the protein into amino acids. So let's recap what I just said before. First of all, you need a certain amount of protein per day based on your body weight, but not also on your body weight, it's also on your lean body mass and on your physical activity. Creatine can also help with building muscle, sleeping around 7 to 9 hours per night. Arginine lowers stress, increase growth hormone with fasting, sleeping, lifting weights. Get some zinc from your diet, from mostly red meat, shellfish. Keep your stress levels low. Keep your sugar low as well, because you don't want to become insulin resistant. Get good probiotics from foods such as sauerkraut, kimchi, or kefir. And if you have low stomach acids, then apple cider vinegar or betaine hydrochloride or hydrochloric acid in tablets can help. Thank you so much for watching. I hope this video was helpful. If you're struggling to achieve your fitness goals and you don't know where to start, please send me an email or send me a DM to my all the social medias, and I'll be more than happy to help you. Thank you.